I've been reading a lot about Saturday Night Live lately for a couple of reasons. First, I talk about the show when I cover the history of television in my Introduction to Mass Communication class at Baylor. Second, SNL just celebrated its 50th anniversary, so there's been plenty written about it in the last year or so. I'm Kevin Tankersley, and this is Likely Stories on KWBU. Lauren, the man who invented Saturday Night Live by Susan Morrison, came out last year and coincided with the anniversary. While there have been other books written about the show and its ever-changing cast, this is the first biography of Michaels, who was at the helm of SNL when it debuted on October 11, 1975, with George Carlin as the first guest host and Billy Preston as the musical guest. Michaels left the show for a few years in the early 80s, returned in 1985, and has been running it ever since. Lauren, which is Susan Morrison's first book, traces Michaels' life from his childhood in Toronto through his early career in show business, which included writing gigs on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and the short-lived variety series The Beautiful Phyllis Diller Show. Morrison, an editor at The New Yorker, began her research for the book shortly after SNL celebrated its 40th anniversary in 2015. Michaels, who once said that there are no upsides to talking to reporters, cooperated for the first time with biographer, and Morrison was eventually given all access to the spaces that SNL occupies at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, including Studio 8H, where the show is performed. Interspersed with the story of Michael's life and the history of SNL is an inside look at a week in the life of the show. Morrison goes into detail about what happens every day from the Sunday following one show to the live broadcast on the following Saturday night. The host for the week that Morrison chronicles was Jonah Hill, and Maggie Rogers was the musical guest. You get to read about the sketches, and their sketches, not skits, on which writers and actors pin their hopes for airtime, and then to find out, after dress rehearsal late Saturday afternoon, that their work won't be seen, at least for that week. Morrison also takes us through the hours-long read-through early in the week when everyone, writers, actors, the host, Michaels, a bunch of others, gather to begin pitching ideas, all of which are written out in detail. Everyone present has an inches-thick stack of papers in front of them as the meeting begins. At the end of the day, most of the 40,000 sheets of paper have been discarded, as the number of sketches is whittled down to the handful that we see at 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. I thoroughly enjoyed Lauren, the man who invented Saturday Night Live. At more than 650 pages, it wasn't a quick read by any means. But as someone who grew up in the heyday of the show, and everyone says the best SNL cast was the one when they were in high school, it was time well spent.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.